Alright, so I found some high ground. Am I able to catch view of my pursuers? Yes. Do they appear to be military? Emphatically, no. So, civilian? They appear to be civilians. Why would civilians be trying to kill me? Well, I'm going to try to make a precision shot. Going to take my time, take a long, careful shot. Careful aim. I want to disable their weapon. Basically, I want to shoot to destroy their weapon. That is going to be a hard shot. Well, 94 ain't gonna cut it.
Knights of the Tabletop presents Ronin Roleplaying,
an actual play role-playing podcast run and played entirely solo by your host, Scormy.
Does that mean it's going to suck on ice? Probably.
Oh, he's not that bad. You've actually had this show before, right? The master is an absolute joke.
Dwarf, hand me over an ale and the popcorn. I smell a powerful failure coming on this episode. Get your own damn snacks, monster!
Pipe down, all of you! Now then, here's your host, Scormy!
Greetings all, and welcome back to Ronin Roleplaying Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Scormy. Now, today, we're going to be picking right back up with Star Frontiers. Hopefully, we'll actually get moving along. This plot has been convoluted and weird, and hopefully we can kind of move stuff along, figure out what's going on. Like I said, we are playing Star Frontiers this month, and we're also going to be using, as our oracle, the excellent Game Master's Apprentice storytelling cards. This is the sci-fi edition, and they do a great job with names and your odds of yes and no's. And, well, they have like multiple different parts, like 10 different parts, different ways of, you know, using the cards, each card, and it's on both sides. So I think they're like 60 card decks, and so you get like 120 cards for each different genre. They have a standard deck, and then a bunch of other genres. Horror, sci-fi, fantasy, you name it. They've got it. So anyway, kind of spiffy, and I really enjoy using them. Anyway, so getting right back into it. Nathaniel Wargrim, because I had misread his character sheet, I thought he could only go 5 kilometers per day, which is stupid. I don't do metric, okay? I'm an American, all right? We don't do no metric around here. So it's been like 4 days of him on the road, and all he had to do was get 20 kilometers, which he could do in a day. Even going through the jungle, he could make it in 2 days. So, yeah, not great. Anyway, so I'm starting him off in the spot he was going to, Revulsa, which is a spaceport city on House Koo 7, the planet he's on. And by I mean spaceport city, it's a small town that happens to have a place where trade ships come and go to deliver supplies. So it's the closest thing to a spaceport anywhere near here. And he's been in such a fog, he doesn't even know how he got on this planet. So if you're interested in why, you can go back and listen to the previous shows this month, catch up. It's been a long, weird ride. So anyway, Revulsa. I envision this being a almost frontier-style town. The buildings are made with, like, very basic materials. For us, it would be like plywood or corrugated metal, aluminum sides, that sort of thing. Very basic frame buildings, you know? Nothing spectacular. Maybe some trailers, that sort of thing. So you've got very basic buildings strung together. Maybe they've got dirt roads down the middle of town. There is a paved road that comes into town, so maybe they've actually bothered to pave the main road. But otherwise, not so much. Sidewalks are, I would expect, like planks of wood, like in an old West town. They have not put a lot of work into this town as of yet. The thing that's probably mostly paved is the airfield, landing field outside of town, which is a large open field area. It's paved, probably has a communications tower and a structure, at least one structure, to communicate with incoming and outgoing ships. Probably don't even have hangars for the ships to go into. This isn't exactly a place where people tend to hang out. Now, does it look like it's a town that's fairly rough? Yes, yes. So I'm going to say that there's a lot of hooping and a hollering going on, so to speak. Got a couple saloons, maybe a casino, which is effectively a saloon hotel with places to play various games of chance as well. So, not exactly the place you really want to be for a long amount of time. But that's not his intention. Nathaniel wants to get off this rock. Because, well, people keep trying to shoot him. And he doesn't know why. So, there's actually been almost a day in between my recording the last episode and this one. If I remember right, I believe I said he'd be arriving by nightfall. I didn't note that down, so I should have. But let's say it is basically nightfall. I don't have a whole lot of wealth. So, considering how damaged he is, rather than going and trying to see about getting a place to stay for the night, I think I'm going to try and see if there's a doctor here. Is there some sort of medical facility in Revulsa? Yes, and that's an emphatic yes. So, I'm going to say it's probably actually one of the bigger buildings in town. Maybe that's because they have a lot of injuries, or it just happens to be probably the only medical facility anywhere near here. So they have to be fairly large, able to hold several different patients at the same time. Not your standard, just, you know, mom and pop doctor's office. So it's not like a huge hospital or anything, but they've got some beds. Now, does he think he can trust this medical facility? You know, all things considered, I don't know if he's got a whole lot of chance not to. I'm down 29 stamina. I only have 65. For most players, they'd be damn near dead at this point. Remember, I rolled very, very well when I made my character. Strangely so. So I think I'm going to have to go to this medical facility. I don't think it has a name. Most people probably refer to it as Revulsa Medical, but all it has is a basic sign, a neon sign that's a red cross. And everybody knows that's where to go if you've got a boo-boo or been shot in the leg or something. Had a spaceship drop on you. Well, if that happens, you're probably not going to the medical facility. Unless they actually handle the morgue as well, which wouldn't be surprising. So, what is the reaction like when he walks into the medical facility? I'm going to they are fairly positive. I drew for location is science vessel, close enough. And the virtue, if I was drawing to try and create an NPC, would be mercy. So, I think he's going to walk in and they're going to immediately see that he is wounded. And techs are going to rush over with a gurney and get him into the back of effectively their urgent care, ER, whatever. And I believe they're actually going to, you know, treat him. But they're also going to be asking some questions, you know, hey, what happened here? And he's going to be flat out honest. You know, somebody shot him. And this is likely going to mean that they have to call Starlaw. Is there a Starlaw presence on Yaoku 7? Or Haoku 7, sorry. I gave it even odds, but no, there is not an official Starlaw presence here. So I'm going to say that there is a law enforcement presence, but it's not part of Starlaw. It's a local constabulary. Yep, that seems fair. So, once they've got him, you know, in a room being treated for his laser shot, you know, laser wounds, he will be visited by a constable. Let's draw for a name, shall we? Aetherus. Write that down. So there, son. You mind talking to me for a moment? No. Come on in. Thank you. I'm, Constable Aetherus. I'm, I guess you could say the law around here. They don't have no fancy star law. Cool. I'm, Nathaniel Wargrim. That's what the doctor says. Yeah, he told me. Pretty sure your dog tags say the same thing, right? Yes, sir, they do. What branch you serve? I was a space marine, sir. Ah, interesting. Beam Corps. Can't say I was a part of it. But, I did a little digging through my researches, and, seems you are honorably discharged. Yes, sir, I was. Does that matter? Maybe.
Maybe. I find that many a time if a veteran like yourself manages to only get a dishonorable discharge, that, well, they tend to get caught up in some seedy business, you might want to say. And it leads to a world of trouble, much like you've had yourself. Yeah, well, no seedy business here. So, can you tell me what exactly did happen to you then?
Time out. Yeah, I know. This is a sounds like a really bad Irish accent. I'm not trying that. So, moving on. What went on? Honestly, Constable, I wish I could tell you.
Now you're not gonna lie to the cops, are you?
No, no, sir, I'm not. Look, I'm gonna be honest. I have been just traveling from world to world since I got out. I haven't exactly had the best last few years, let's say. And I ended up here. And so I was just wandering, traveling, you might say, like a vagabond. And someone shot me. So I ran and I got cover and they kept shooting. So I fled into the woods. They chased. We fought. I was eventually able to run them off.
Ah, yes, with your laser rifle, I expect, eh?
Yes. Yes.
Indeed. By the way, we'll be holding on to that fancy pistol and rifle of yours. It's a city rule, no weapons. It'll be returned to you before you leave.
All right, that's fair.
I'm glad you agree. Anyway, you were saying...
Yes, so I managed to chase him off. And I went to a ranch a little ways down. They did not wish to help. I was looking for aid, and they... You know what? I don't blame them at all.
Ah, yes! The Harkness Clan. I spoke to them. They reported you. They told me that there was a wild man with a laser rifle running around in the woods. So, I've been keeping an eye out for you. They said you were heading this way.
Do I look like a wild man to you?
Well, that remains to be seen, Mr. Wargrim. Is there more to your tale?
Yes, actually. After leaving, I walked on some more down the road, continuing this way. And camping along the way, trying to rest and recover. And then someone in a ground vehicle tried to run me over. That's where I got this large wound on my right side.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, and we fought. There were two of them. Actually, no, I'm sorry, there were three. And we fought. One of the three was the man who originally came after me. They wouldn't tell me why they were trying to kill me, but they were clearly trying to kill me. So I fought back. I killed the man who originally came after me. The others ran for cover, but continued to try and shoot me from out of cover. So I shot their truck. I shot their ground vehicle. It exploded, and they were both killed.
I see. Well, that explains the explosion outside of town and the wreckage we found in the bodies. Although we only found two bodies. You said three? Yes, the first man was disintegrated. You must have very much disliked that man. He did try to kill me. Touché, I can see that. Yes. That might make a man a mite angry. A mite. Are you making fun of me now, son? No. I apologize, Constable. That was not my intention. Good. Because let us be clear. Right now, the only one who has killed anyone is you. The only one who has any evidence against them is you. And it's all from your mouth. So, I have to wonder, are you just incredibly stupid, or are you perhaps telling me the truth? I would like to think it's the latter. I don't think I'm incredibly stupid. I know it's the truth, but to be honest, at this rate, I really can't verify any of my story other than, well, all of these wounds. Yes, but are they not all from laser weapons? Could you not have done that to yourself? So I shot myself in the back a bunch of times with a laser rifle. I mean, I know that they taught me to shoot very well in the Space Marines, but I don't think I'm quite that talented. Touché, again, I do understand your point. But you don't have anyone to point to as these are the fiends, other than two corpses and a disintegrated third person. Well, not to tell you your business, Constable, but when I checked over those two bodies, they were too far burned for me to get any identification from them. Yes, that is indeed the case. True. But they still have teeth. And I'm sure they can be checked for DNA. That's not the sort of thing I can do, but, well, perhaps you have such resources? Are you making fun of me again there, sonny? No, Constable, I am not. I'm not trying to tell you your business, I'm just saying. I think maybe you're the one being a little disingenuous here. Indeed. Clearly you know who these men are. Or you have the means to find out who they are. Wouldn't that be fair to say, Constable? Aye, it's fair. To be honest, it's a bit confusing. How so? Well, there are no records for them. Teeth, DNA, nothing. I even was able to get a few fingerprints. Nothing on record of these two men. And I have the ability to connect with Starlaw. And these men are not in their databases. Perhaps military? UPF? I would think that Starlaw would check such things. They say these two men are not registered on any database. Huh. That's interesting. I'm guessing they'd be the sort of people that don't have insignias either. You were in the UPF. You understand what I'm saying? Well, I was just a common navy, but yes, I saw a few officers in black uniforms with no insignias here or there. It was quite, it was made known that these were not men to cross. Are you saying that you crossed these men? I didn't think so, but it's possible. Of course, I've been out of the Corps for some time. Makes me wonder why, if I did offend them, why they would be coming now. Yes. Well, it's a theory, and it's something to work from, to be sure. I will look into it as best I can. I can't promise much. But for now, you're a guest of the constabulary. I mean, you did confess to 2 murders. 3, actually, but 2 I can prove. But I told you they were self-defense. Yes, and as I told you, that's your story. Theirs is a little more clear-cut, is it not? Remember, it's nothing personal. I have to look into these things, and I have to take all sides. So, for now, while you're here in the comfortable confines of this hospital, you are also a guest of the constabulary. And when you are released, you will continue to be a guest of the constabulary. Unless we have found evidence to corroborate your story. Does that not seem fair, Mr. Walgrim? Well, I guess it's better than being shot out in the woods, isn't it? I would think so. Anyway, I will leave a guard with you. So, at the very least, you have someone to talk to. Aye. Does he have any military connections? Most of my constables do. Prior military experience. Ah, okay. Well, if you have any space marines, I'll make sure they get your duty. Yes. Thank you very much, Constable. Now that we've had that nice little talk, maybe we should move on with the story. I am going to note that I am under arrest for murder. Let's try and build a new scene, shall we? I hear the familiar technological buzz of medical equipment. And I smell freshly purified air. They probably have the little things going up the nose, providing me oxygen while I'm healing. I'm going to say I've been here a day, so it's nightfall again. I still have a guard, yes? Yes. Is that guard awake? Yes. Let's see. I'm going to see about recovery times real quick. Skills. Well, I don't think it takes that long to heal, but I can't find the particular table for where healing is when you're getting medical care. Like most OSR games, this isn't laid out very well. Oh, okay. Recovery from wounds. Hospital can heal up to 20 stamina points per day. But I don't have that kind of money. Then again, I am a guest of the constabulary. They can pay for it. So I would be healed in just over a day at a cost of 79 credits. So I'm going to call it 2 days. I will be normally discharged tomorrow. So it's the middle of the night. Is something untoward going to happen? Well, that is an emphatic yes. So, oh yes. I've been wondering if they were going to come around eventually. There has to be more of them out there, doesn't there? So, I'm going to say I was sleeping. And I feel that I get cuffed in the side of the head. That there are a couple different subjects on either side of my bed. It's dark. Can I make out who the men are, or the people are? Vaguely, are any of them the constables or doctors? No. Can I see where my guard is? The one that was with me. No, I cannot see him. You know, it's more polite to just shake someone awake rather than quiet, or you'll get more of the same. All right. If you're gonna kill me, you might as well just get it over with. It's not like I can defend myself. Kill you? If we'd wanted to kill you, we just would have blown up the hospital. Isn't that a bit overkill? We like to be thorough. Uh-huh. Okay, so what do you want, then? We're gonna need you to come with us. Oh, I don't know if I can. I'm still the quiet one. The one who hit me is on my right. The quiet one is on my left. And she picks up my chart and goes, yeah, you're fully healed. You're being discharged in the morning. Uh-huh. Okay. So get out of bed before we decide to drag you out in your gown. You know, you don't have to be rude. Would you mind putting the sides down on the bed, though? Because it's kind of hard for me to do it. I can't quite reach around to... Do they do that? Yes. Is it the woman on my left or the dude on my right? Even or odd? Even so, it is the woman who starts putting down the barrier on her side. And although I do not have martial arts, I do have 2 attacks. And so I will pull the blankets off of me and kick at this woman. That is a 10. So that hits for a whopping 7 damage. And then I will strike out again. Kicked her in the head, then kicked to push her away from the bed. I got a 23 that time. I struck again, so damage on that one. Another 9, so that's 16 damage. And she is kicked away from the bed, giving me room to leap out. Let's roll for initiative to see if I get to move before Sparky. 11. No.
He gets to move first. He rolled quite well. I will attempt to dodge. But I fail by 2 points. Sorry, no. That's 65. I have 60. No, I have half that. So, yes, I absolutely did fail. And I get stunned. I know there are special rules for stuns, but cinematically, he hits me in the back with a taser and I go and fall onto the floor. I think I will come to when I'm being wheeled out to a vehicle. I'm wearing only my hospital gown. Thanks, guys. And there's a sound of alarms coming from inside the hospital. So they are going to try and throw me into the back of a black ground, no, a black vehicle. I don't know if it's a ground vehicle or a hover vehicle. Initiatives again. Yeah, they win. They got a 10 with a 4 is 14, and I got a 8. I'm not doing well on my rolls. So I'm grabbed on either side and flung into the van, which they close. Yeah. I done got kidnapped. So now what? Now where do we go from here? Oh, I think they're going to get in either side of the vehicle. Or are they? Yes, the female will get in the driver's side behind the wheel. This is a caged back area, so I'm kind of stuck. And drawing. There's a slight pause as I hear some gunfire. Sounds probably like projectile weapons. Standard, you know, pistol types. And some screaming before the gentleman gets into the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. And we depart. Is it a hover car? Yes. So it takes off and flies away. It's an air car. I really do hope you grabbed my things before we left. I'll say. No, they did not. I really don't think you're going to need them where we're going. And the girl kind of chuckles quietly. Apparently, you didn't want to make a big mess. I mean, you already did, but I doubt you really care about that. But you said if you wanted me dead, you would have just blown up the hospital, right? So apparently, you really didn't want to make that big of a mess, did you? Not sure you're worth that trouble. See, so you're just talking big. That's all it is. You talk big, you slap sleeping guys on the side of the head. But beyond that, you're just a taser compared to a cannon, aren't you? Why am I trying to goad this guy? Well, there's a cage between him and I. So, if he wants to come after me, he has to land. I'm just saying. Anyway, is this angering the dude? Oh, he does not appear to like me at all. But does he dislike me enough to demand that she land the vehicle? No, in fact, he becomes visibly agitated and she orders him to settle down, be quiet, don't listen to the dead man. So, she's in charge. This is what this tells me. So, fine. Now that I know that, maybe I can get some answers. So, do you mind telling me how long of a flight we got? 'Cause I'm a little chilly, and if it's gonna be a little while, I'd like you to turn up the heat if you wouldn't mind. Do they answer me? No. All right, well, look. Just between us. It really doesn't matter if I'm a dead man, right? So, would you mind telling me what this is all about? Even if it's not in great detail, just if I'm gonna die, I would really kind of like to know why beforehand. I mean, clearly you're not gonna change your minds. He isn't, that's for sure. But I think it would be nice for me to know why. Because otherwise, if it really mattered, couldn't you just throw me out of this car right now? I mean, I'm going to make an impressive splat at, a couple hundred kilometers per hour from a great height. Trees tend to do bad things to bodies at that sort of speed and, distance. Does that get anyone's attention? Yes. Marine, it's nothing personal. Trust me, it's not. Okay. So, if it's nothing personal, can I know at least why? I don't think so. Why not? Well, you see, over the last few days, you've displayed a rather uncanny way of escaping from certain doom. Whenever we thought we had you, turns out we didn't. So if we were to tell you now, and somehow you managed to escape again, that wouldn't be in a very efficient way of handling business, would it? No, I guess it wouldn't. But I was never in military intelligence, so how would I know anyway? Does that make them react? Yes. They just kind of look at each other. A little too smart for your own good, Mr. Wargrim. I really didn't think that military intelligence was in the business of killing off former soldiers. Doesn't that seem like a bad practice to get involved in? No responses. I don't even need to draw for that. And since my military career was about as boring as is possible, there's really only one thing that could have drawn the ire of MI. A little place called Ominar? Does that make them react? Yeah. Maybe we should just land to get this over with. He's just talking. That's right. Isn't that right, Sparky? We're just having a nice chat. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, Ominar, where we were ordered to kill hundreds of colonists who were rightly rioting against our military incursion on their land, causing them distress. We were entirely at fault, and when they spoke up against it, we were ordered to slaughter them. And then the Corps of Engineers were brought out to bury them in a mass grave. Things like that happen every day in the UPF. But does sterilization of whole worlds? I mean, I don't know. How could I possibly know? But our evacuation from Aminar, rather than maintaining any presence whatsoever, would tend to lead one to that sort of opinion. Also, word does spread aboard ships. So, what, are you planning to kill entire platoons of soldiers? Star soldiers, space marines, all those involved, Navy personnel, everybody who had anything possibly to do with those ships, with that particular exercise at Aminar, all because one ship crashed, one military ship. It wasn't exactly military. Shut up! You don't say, Sparky. Huh. Ooh, you know what that makes me think? That makes me think that that was a military intelligence ship. Not exactly connected to the military, but not connected to the military. That sort of thing, right? Responses? Nope. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And once all those atrocities had occurred, they couldn't possibly let any of those colonists ever leave that planet and to spread the word of what had occurred. Not just the slaughter of rioters, no. But everything involved with that ship crash, everything involved with actions afterwards, it all needed to be dealt with. So nothing was left alive on Aminar. No responses. Now you see, I've been thinking about this for a long time. I've been thinking about this since it happened. This ruined my military career. I basically went from post to post to post, never found to be fit to serve in combat again, seeking therapy here and there, but never able to fully talk about anything because it was all classified. They just thought I was a coward. But I never did enough to deem that, you know, to warrant a dishonorable or even general discharge. So instead, they just sent me from basic post to basic post, doing nothing of worth the entire time, and then mustered out. They basically handed me some cash and said, "You're done. Leave." Now, I don't blame the Corps. I mean, I was not really suited for that sort of business. And if that's what the Corps is, well, I'm better off without it. But I'm actually surprised that you've waited so long to start removing the weak links, so to speak. I can see why I would be considered one of the first, though. Clearly, I always had a problem with what happened there. Right? So that would make sense why you would want me gone. I'm assuming they just sit quietly. Yeah. Are we arriving at our destination yet? Yes. It won't be long now. Oh, good. That'd be great. I'd be happy to have this all over with. I mean, frankly, to be honest, you guys are doing me a favor. I haven't really been able to live with this for the last 3 years. So, might as well just end it now, right? So, upon landing, let's see what happens. Do they let me out of the ship? Let me out of the air car? No. And I see nervous sweat on the brow of the dude, the male of my captors. Do you think they've followed this whole way? Why else would there be an air car out there? So he scrambles off to the side. I'm going to say she pokes her head back in towards me. Stay here. We have to handle some business first. We'll get back to you soon, though. Okay, sounds good. I'll just hang out here. I got nothing else to do. Maybe I'll sing to myself. I'll start singing one of the popular tunes of the day. She'll bang her fist on the driver's side rear window. I'll hear a muffled, "Be quiet!" from her. No, I don't think I will. I mean, you're going to kill me one way or another. I might as well have some fun before I go. And so I'll sing a little louder. All right, do I see anything else? I hear a wum-wum of a projected... I think that's more going to be, I hear this wum-wum, and that would be an approaching air car. Probably several. Now I'll hear a voice over a loudspeaker. Lay down your weapons now. This is a Revulsa Constable Aetherus. Lay down your weapons, and you will not be harmed. Do they comply? No. I do believe a good old-fashioned gun battle is going to erupt. They're taking cover using some boxes nearby, these big crates. That'd be the guy. And the girl is behind the car using the air car as cover. She's firing a laser pistol, and he's firing a heavy weapon of some sort. Like a heavy gyrojet weapon, a grenade launcher or something, rocket launcher of that sort. And the Corsair's firing back from the constables, who are mobile. They're flying around and opening fire. Yeah, it looks like the constables are winning that battle. I think the woman will come around to the driver's side door, open it up, and point her gun at me. Well, it sure was nice chatting with you. Is that a 1 or a 7? That is a 1. So I got an 8. She got an 11. So, she fires. I don't even need to dodge that because she missed. Wow, she is a horrible shot. 82 and 88. Not gonna do it. I didn't even have to dodge those shots. I am going to use my action to push, you know, just kick as hard as I can at the passenger side rear door. Because she shot, and those shots missed me, so they must have damaged something. I'm going to kick at those at that door, hoping that I can bash it open. It does not give. Well, she was about to shoot me again, but, or shoot at me again. And I was going to be prone laying down on that back seat. So she would have had a good chance, except for she didn't beat initiative over the one of the constable's air cars. And they blew the crap out of her. So, did either of them survive? No. Okay, so I assume I'll hear the air cars land and people getting out of them. I can't really see out of the back rear windows. I'm assuming they're like frosted some or tinted, so it's hard for me to see. But they will, let me draw for it. Yes, they will open the back seat and train weapon on me. Constable, I don't know. Whoa. Victim here. I am unarmed and barely clothed. It's kind of cold. You guys got my clothes? Aetherus will come around. Wargrim? You must be the luckiest murder suspect I've ever known in my life. Oh, is that so? Aye. Your whole story comes together in one little kidnapping. And you managed to get out of it without an additional scratch. Well, they did try to kill me again, so... Yes. How did you manage to... She was a really bad shot. Ah, it appears so. Well, back to the hospital then, or... Are you feeling good enough to go to jail already? Wait, what? We still got to clear up a few things. So, until it's all settled, you'll still be a guest of the constabulary. Don't worry. We'll give you a comfortable cell. Can you at least get me my pants? We'll drop by the hospital. No. I'll have one of the boys drop by and gather your things. Is that fun, fair? Fair enough. If this ain't enough evidence, give us some time to go over everything. The story's getting a little interesting, though, I'll tell you that. Oh, don't... Trust me, it certainly is. Yes.
Well, I guess we should call it there. So, until next time, remember, you can always drop by scormy.com for blog, Discord server, podcasts, you know, all your Scormy-related needs. And until next time, I'm Scormy, reminding you that if you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Again, we didn't expect anyone to actually make it until the end of the show. Demon, be a dear and wake up the announcer, will you?
Do I have to? He's such a dick. Takes one to know one, eh? I will bathe in your blood, little man.
Oh, get out of the way, you idiots. I'll take care of it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ronin Role Playing. Please join us again next time for another rousing adventure with your host, Scormy.